Today is the leave-taking of the Feast of the Ascension. I want to, if Nicholas Relay was here, I would put him on the spot and ask him, Nicholas, what is the biggest icon in this church? Now, you can cheat. I wouldn't let Nicholas cheat, but you can cheat. Let's look around. What is the biggest icon in this church?
Ascension.
It's the icon of the Ascension. Look at that. How many of you think, I don't think of it every Sunday when I come in, but that's the biggest icon we have here. And it's a wonderful springboard for today's homily to think that it's there to remind us that we are called to be taken from entanglement in the earth, wearing the cement shoes, if you will, that life teaches us to wear, stuck in conflict with other people. Fear of honesty with ourselves and others about our own sins. The inability to repent for fear that we'll be taken advantage of. That if we leave behind the broken patterns of life somehow, that we won't be ourselves anymore. This icon is meant to inspire us every time we walk into this building with the belief that our destiny, our whole identity is Christ. Our final destiny is eternal union with Him in the new existence that we call heaven. And our privilege in these days when we're still on earth is to pursue union with Him with our whole heart. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, it's the passage of Scripture that connects the Feast of Pascha with the Feast of the Ascension. And it contains four steps to help us enter into Christ's ascension and to be lifted up from a life of entanglement and enmeshment with our sins, with other people's weakness and our own, and to be lifted up into heaven where, as Ephesians 2:6 tells us, we're already seated at Christ at God's right hand. Colossians 3, verse 1. If you were then raised with Christ, hear the connection with Pascha? If you are raised with Christ, then seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. What are the things on earth? Glory, power, safety, a nice glass of wine. The success for our team. These are the things that we care about, the happiness of our children and their safety, both spiritual and physical. We're urged in Colossians, if we've been raised with Christ and entered into Pascha, to seek things that are above. That's step one. To have a mind, I mean, are we allowed to seek and have jobs and support? Of course we are. Advance in the world, earn the money that keeps the church operating and enables us to minister others. Of course we do. We're allowed to seek those things. But our true destiny is to seek the things that are above. And if we seek the things of earth with seeking the things that are above, first of all, then we may be able to get it right. The second step that Colossians 3, 1 to 17 gives us for being raised with Christ is set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you died. Your life is hidden in Christ and God. Third step is in verse 5. Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. This is our repentance. It lists fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, coveting. There's another list. Put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, railing, shameful speaking out of your mind. Now, don't lie to each other, seeing that you've put off the old man with his doings. Step three for entering into divine life now is repentance. Step four, put on, therefore, as God's elect, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion. Pursue virtue. Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving each other. If anyone has a complaint against anyone else, Paul says, even as the Lord forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Let Colossians inspire us. Let the icon that we see each week inspire us that we don't have to be trapped in human reactions and the broken story that life has given us. We don't have to be trapped. We get to be raised with Christ if we follow these four steps. Seeking things that are above, setting our minds there, putting to death, killing, repenting the sins that trap us, and putting on virtue and pursuing virtue, the virtue of kindness, compassion, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing and forgiving, and love, which is the bond of perfectness. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may we ascend with Christ, one God.